Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of West Palm Beach, Florida, has passed an ordinance that bans all change therapy. This is a local manifestation of what has happened in California, in New Jersey, on the statewide level, and even Washington, D.C. Our guest today is going to be Dr. Julie Hamilton. She is an expert counselor licensed in Florida to talk about this. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Dr. Hamilton, you know, one of the issues I think that we have here is a real smokescreen that this agenda is putting up. And basically, they're trying to say that any counsel that would provide opportunities for change would actually address the client's need, desire, and request for change is banned, and it's harmful. Only, however, it's change if you are going one way versus the other way. So if you're heterosexual and you don't want to engage in same-sex attractions, that's banned. But in fact, if you want to engage in same-sex attractions, that's okay. So this whole myth that is behind these kinds of laws is that any kind of change, in other words, any kind of change not being in same-sex attractions, engaging in same-sex behavior, or same-sex expression is banned and harmful.
And it's so clear that this is agenda-driven. It's not in any way based in science. It's certainly not based in reason or logic. And so basically they're just saying that a therapist can only encourage a client in embracing a gay identity, can affirm them as homosexual, but cannot in any way try to help them change, even when it's the client's goal to change.
I mean, and that seems so detrimental, Dr. Hamilton. I mean, we're talking about minors primarily here in this ban, and you know, they're still trying to figure out their feelings, and they've got hormones going on, and trying to get their arms around everything, and society is telling them, oh, it's okay to be gay. You know, it seems very detrimental to not give them that proper guidance to help them deal with their feelings. Is that not?
Absolutely, exactly. And we're talking about, when, as a therapist, we only work with voluntary clients. So we're talking about teenagers that are coming in saying, please help me. Mm-hmm. I need help with this. And to not be allowed to help a teenager, you're right, it's extremely detrimental. And this would even include anyone who for any reason has same-sex attractions. So picture a 12-year-old boy who stumbled into pornography, and now he has gay fantasies and he can't get them out of his head. This ban would include him not being allowed to get help. Mm. It would include the kid who was sexually abused as a child, and that's why he has attractions, and now he's not allowed to get help for reducing those attractions.
And that's not uncommon for somebody who is sexually abused, a male young boy, sexually abused by another male, to later have unwanted same-sex attractions, and also have these urges to engage in the same kind of behavior against someone else, to dominate them sexually against someone of the same sex, in the same way that that young boy was dominated by some other abusive male. And so when that young boy comes to you, when the parents seek a licensed expert such as yourself, and they bring this young boy, and this young boy is on the verge of cutting the risk, and these are not hypothetical, I mean, these are real issues, wanting to commit suicide, having low self-esteem, wondering where God is in all of this, with these unwanted tensions that are going on in this young boy's life, you then as a counselor under this kind of a law cannot help this boy achieve the objective that the boy wants to achieve. Instead, what you have to do under this kind of a law is say, the problem is not with these things that you're experiencing, notwithstanding the fact that you were just sexually abused by the likes of a Jerry Sandusky or whoever. The problem is with your religious values. We need to modify those to make those consistent with what you're feeling. And that's really the only possibility. I mean, that just overrides the client's right to self-determination.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yes, we have lawmakers deciding what the goals are allowed to be in therapy. That's what it boils down to. It overrides the client's right to self-determination. So the client can't say, this is my goal. I want to reduce these attractions that I have or even change my behaviors. This ordinance includes behavior. We're not even allowed to help them change their behaviors. And so it is policymakers telling therapists and clients what the goals are allowed to be in a therapy session with regard to this issue. Now, any other issue they can come into therapy for and get help, but not this issue. It's truly unfathomable. The other thing it covers is gender identity confusion. So even a young child, a 7-year-old, who is confused, maybe a little girl who is identifying more as a boy, we are not even allowed to help clear up her confusion in therapy. But what the ordinance actually says is we can support her in a transition to the opposite sex. I mean, how outrageous is that? We can help a 7-year-old move towards becoming a boy, but we can't help her clear up her confusion, which much of the time stems from just relationships, needing to enhance the bond.
Take a young girl that, say the parents come to you, and the young girl is engaging in what might be called tomboyish kinds of outward behavior.
Yes.
And they come to you because they're concerned because of that. And now you're counseling the girl and you're counseling the family. But the tomboyish behavior in this particular situation has nothing to do with the fact that this person wants to transition to the opposite sex. This is just something that she likes to engage in or dress, you know, in a certain way. But it's a phase that she's going through. It's very complicated for you in this situation to even provide any counsel, because it could be perceived as though you're providing counsel that's banned by this ordinance. And you really don't know as a counselor where the line is that you're crossing.
Yes, because the ordinance actually says we're not allowed to help change gender expression. So exactly what you're saying. So what if she's really just not fully comfortable as a girl, and that's where some of this is stemming from, and it's causing a problem in her peer relations. She's having a hard time fitting in with other girls because of the outward gender expression that's taking place. According to this ban, we're not even allowed to address changes in that. And that gender expression in her part may stem from inward confusion that really needs to be cleared up in childhood. Going to become the opposite gender, the opposite sex, is not the answer for these kids.
Yeah, it may just be a self-esteem or something that she is getting or not getting in the home environment, or maybe something of a relationship, a fractured relationship that she's having. And for you to be able to explore that, you need to be able to explore all these different avenues.
Absolutely.
And
this
law prohibits it. Also, the other thing I think that's a myth here is that the parents are going to bring in a son or daughter, and you're going to have this son. Say, let's take the parents. They have a son who is experiencing or maybe engaging in same-sex behavior, and they bring that son in to you, and it's, a 13-year-old boy. And now that boy is adamant, absolutely adamant, that he does not agree with his mom and dad, and he wants to go down this road. You're, as a counselor, it's the young boy that's the client. I mean,
that's
you can't
right.
override the young boy and just, you can try to deal with what the parents want, but you've got a person sitting in front of you that are having to deal with lots of emotions and deal with these things. I think another myth is that you're going to just simply override the person sitting here. The other myth is that you got to be putting electrodes to their head. You know, it's like the old lobotomy.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
right,
counseling
right.
is bad because we used to drill holes in people's skull.
Right. They refer back to old practices that have been outdated for years. We can never force a client to do something they don't want to do. So if a 13-year-old boy is dragged in by his parents, forced to come in by his parents, we ask, what is your goal? We ask the 13-year-old that. If his goal is not to change, then we say, well, can I help you with something else? And a lot of times they'll say, well, help me improve my relationship with my parents. So we start there.
There we go.
Or we say, or if he has no goals at all, then we let the parents know, I'm sorry, we can't help your son do something that he doesn't want to do. A therapist cannot force their work on someone.
How often have you seen, you know, in past when you've counseled kids that are dealing with these same-sex attractions, how often have you seen them get their arms around their feelings and pursue their proper gender?
Yes, we do see change in different ways. Sometimes for kids, it was just a phase that they were going through, and suddenly they come out on the other side saying, well, I'm really not attracted anymore. You know, we see that where it was more of an attention thing or something like that. Or we see times where change occurs on a spectrum. So there are varying degrees of change. Some people experience a tremendous amount of change in their attraction, others less so. But it's like any other issue. We see the same outcomes with depression, anxiety, marital problems, etc.
Well, our guest is Dr. Julie Hamilton, and continue to pray for her and other counselors, not only in this case, but around the country, because they are at the tip of the spear on this issue of this radical LGBT agenda that, frankly, is harmful to young boys and girls and to counselors. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.